Okay, welcome back to the Tip TV Finance Show, sponsored by Trade Signaler. I'm joined today, or we are joined once again, by Mike Ingram, strategist at BGC Partners. For some reason, this side is the less dominant side. Is that right? The left side of the...
It's the junior side, apparently.
Oh, can we swap?
If you like, what, right now?
Because you're older than me now, I think, so, you know, really.
I am.
And
viewers wouldn't believe it, but it's actually the case.
Right, and our special guest, Richard Perry...
Fighting talk.
What were you saying there? Mark and Alice for Hantech Markets. How are you today, Richard?
I like being called special, thank you. Yeah, very well.
You are very special, actually. You know, you're
10, 15
years younger than both of us, aren't you, really?
Well, maybe.
Right.
Make a
guess, yes. Okay. Interesting times. I don't know if you were following that gilt story or the people refusing to sell gilts to the...
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Yeah, the Bank of England struggling to get away there. Their purchases. So yeah, I mean, it is an interesting issue, isn't it? Because obviously, the Bank of England are trying these new easing measures, and obviously they've done quantitative easing before, but that was at a point at which the yields were much higher, and yields are now 0.5%, I think, on the 10-year. I think, and obviously now there's a real issue with the pension funds and their deficits and how they're going to pay for them. So. They don't want to necessarily sell all these gilts that they need to use to have income to pay their deficit.
Well, there's two issues, isn't it? One is they're not convinced that rates aren't going to go lower still.
Yep.
So why sell now? And the other
thing
is, well, if we do sell now, what do we reinvest in? I mean, for legal in general, part of the answer is apparently venture capital.
Well, yeah,
just start gambling, you know.
Yeah, I also read there was an interesting thing about doing the reverse of Operation Twist, which is... which could be seen in the coming months to try and alleviate the situation. But
well, there's no yield curve to actually flatten, and the flat yield curve is ultimately problematic for the banking sector.
Indeed it is, yeah, because net interest margins are very low at the moment. So, yeah.
Well, I'm waiting to see whether the Bank of England will have to force people to sell its gilts to it at any price. We have ways of making you sell.
Yes, exactly.
We are the market.
Yes, exactly. Right, let's go on to the slides you brought in. They're back to reality, maybe. 130-40 on cable at the moment.
Yeah.
Is that a floor there?
No.
That's the thing. Nobody actually says this could be the floor.
Well, 27.96 is obviously the 31-year low at the moment. I think that's going to get retested. Easing measures from the Bank of England, although, as you said, maybe the practicality of those easing measures are not necessarily as smooth as they'd want it to be, but obviously... You've had that, and then this payrolls report on Friday, which sort of dragged back dollar expectations or interest rate hike expectations a little bit more to the present. But I think ultimately it's still a monetary easing story from the Bank of England, and that's going to continue to happen. I think the big move this week has obviously come with Ian McCafferty's comments. He's the main hawk on the committee, and if he's saying that they're probably going to need further easing, then I think we can safely assume that that's going to happen.
He voted against a rising QE, interestingly enough.
Yeah, that is
close to the lower bound. So
yeah, so it's odd, but he certainly seemed to come out and suggest that there was further prospect of easing, so whether that be further quantitative easing, as we've just discussed, maybe that's not as easy as it sounds, but also interest rates cutting further to maybe 0.1%, and there's obviously always going to be the spectre of perhaps even negative rates, but it doesn't bode all that well for sterling, certainly. I think that the breakdown on the technicals below 30.60 was a key move this week. I think that now becomes a basis of resistance, and that would certainly seem to be the case. I think on the near-term charts, if you go sort of on the hourly, you're getting resistance band between 30.60 to 31 being a decent area of selling opportunity. But as you can see, that with this little downtrend that I've drawn in here, you've also got the prospect that there could be still another interim rally before you get further selling pressure. And I think the markets will probably be looking towards the retail sales, I think, next week. That's on Thursday. Now, the BRC seemed to suggest that perhaps retail sales weren't getting affected as badly as perhaps markets had been thinking. So perhaps there is the prospect of a bit of a pop to the upside, but I still think that's going to be sold off. I think it'd be a selling opportunity.
All right, next market, please.
Yeah, and this is that chart again, but with further negativity. I think the the sterling is the big underperformer, and the yen is the outperformer of all the Forex majors. I think you can see that. You can see a nice trend. You actually link that from the Brexit high. It's not exact, but it's still a decent gauge, I think, and it's just tracking lower. You've got these momentum indicators negatively configured across the board. Those MACD lines have been negative for God knows how long. I think you've seen sterling yen actually falling from, I think it was 195 back in June 2015, so it's over 30% decline already. And I think retesting 128 is... 128.80 is certainly within the realms of possibility, and then probably beyond that as well.
Okay,
so it certainly is pretty negative still.
Let's see what the next chart will give us.
And yeah, just the general look at the FTSE, really. I mean, just to see the gains that we've had in the past few weeks, and we're up to now a big technical level. 6,870 to 6,900 was a massive resistance 2013-2014. We hit that pretty much yesterday. And we've just come off a little bit, and you look at the fact that I think that little near-term corrections will still be seen as a chance to buy, because you look at the strength of the momentum indicators. You've got that RSI on the 14-week RSI. That's at levels, again, not seen since that 2013 big rally. MACD lines, again, very strong. So you're looking really positive, I think, on the momentum near-term. I think you've got a really good basis for support now between 6612, which was a reaction low a couple of weeks ago, and then up towards 6780, which gives you around about sort of, I don't know, 160 ticks worth of really decent support for a correction to come back into. Use that as the basis for the next leg higher, because I think we are certainly testing that overhead boundary of that 6870, but beyond that, you're looking at the highs again. I think that could well be seen. You've got that big head and shoulders reversal pattern, which is still, I think, a predominant pattern, that inverted pattern, which gives you a base target of around 7,400, because that was a 900 tick base. So it could give you certainly a retest of the highs in the coming weeks and months.
What a gift that Brexit dip was. It really was amazing. But I mean, that's the other thing that, compared to the other markets, I mean, we're the US markets, we are miles away. I mean, it's still massively underperforming, and obviously we haven't broken 15-year highs either. So there's still a lot to chase for if we can get through this zone, I presume.
Yeah, certainly, and that is a big resistance overhead. But again, we've been big underperformer on FTSE for so long on the markets, and.
Obviously, because we were in the European Union, it held us back, you know.
It's a bit late to start that one again. But obviously the Eurozone indices have been also under a lot of pressure to the downside. DAX has only just broken out up to new 2016 highs. So those Eurozone indices have been held back, but certainly FTSE helped by the monetary easing, helped by the weaker sterling. You're looking at further gains, I think, in the coming weeks and months.
Okay, well, we'll see how that pans out. Richard Perry, market analyst for Hantech Market, thank you very much for coming in today. We'll be back after the break.